Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Peace be upon you and God's blessings be upon you as well. The Quran teaches, Ya ayyuha an-nasu inna khalaqnakum min dhakarin wa untha wa ja'alnakum shu'uban wa qabaila lita'arafu inna akramakum indallahi atqakum. Which means, O mankind, we have created you of male and female, made you nations and tribes in order that you know one another. The most virtuous of you in the sight of God are those who are most God conscious. The Messenger Muhammad, peace be upon him and upon all the messengers of Allah, taught, النَّاسُ سَوَاسِيَةٌ كَأَسْنَانِ الْمُشْطِ. Human beings are created as equal as the teeth of the comb. The Quran also teaches that we were created to pursue peace within ourselves and to actualize peace outside of us in the outer world. The Quran teaches, O you who believe, enter you all into peace. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu dkhulu fis silmi kaffa wa la tattabi'u khutuwati shaytan innahu lakum aduwwun mubin. And do not follow on the footsteps of the devil, for he is to you an avowed enemy. Peace has a way to be attained. Peace is balance. The Quran teaches, لَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا رُسُلَنَا بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ وَأَنزَلْنَا مَعَهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْمِيزَانِ لِيَقُومَ النَّاسُ بِالْقَسْطِ. Verily, we sent aforetime our messengers with clear signs, and we descended with them the book and the balance in order that mankind establish justice. The Quran also teaches, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu kunu qawwamin lillah shuhada'a bil qist wa la yajrimannakum shana'an qawmin ala alla ta'dilu i'dilu huwa aqrabu lit-taqwa wattaqullaha innallaha khabirun bima ta'malun. Which means, O you who have attained faith, stand out firmly for Allah, for God, as witnesses for justice, and let not the hatred or injustice of others to you swerve you from being just. Be just. That will bring you to being nearer to God consciousness. The Messenger of Allah, Muhammad, peace be upon him and upon all the messengers of God, said, اتقوا دعوة المظلوم. And in another variance, إياكم ودعوة المظلوم وإن كانت من كافر فإنه ليس دونها حجاب من الله عز وجل فإنه ليس لها حجاب دون الله عز وجل. Which means, beware from the prayers of the one against whom injustice was committed, even if he or she were an unbeliever. For there is no veil between such a prayer and God's presence. It is not dealing with each other when we agree with each other in fairness and injustice that indicates our extent of adherence to justice. It is when we differ. It is when we are subjected ourselves to hard trials and tribulations, it is when we show justice towards indeed the one who does injustice to us. Divinely revealed faith is not what drives people to commit unjust acts. What drives people to commit unjust acts, in accordance to many Islamic teachings, as we analyze them and look at them carefully, mainly two reasons. One, a state of excess or imbalance in the human psyche, what we term as ailments of the hearts. Ailments of the heart such as ignorance and arrogance and prejudice and superiority complex, power impulse, greed, hate, prejudice, anger, and the like are those imbalances in the heart within the human psyche that may drive and cause some or many to commit unjust actions. For objects of knowledge in the world, as they come to us, they are screened by the state of our inner psyche. They are screened by the state of our hearts. And if the state of our hearts are in such imbalance, then the result will be an imbalance activity and imbalance actions and acts, and therefore injustice. The second major reason is that injustice breeds injustice. Many people, in the face of desperation and helplessness, in the face of acts of injustice and of hostility, often are driven to respond in ways that are themselves unjust. And therefore, in order for an individual, a group of people, a nation, our world civilization, to be safe from activities of injustice of all types, we must do two things. Number one, fortify our hearts against falling prey to the impulses that may lead us and that may hinder our minds to reason properly and lead us to commit that which is unjust. We must liberate and free our hearts from human prejudices and from psychological ailments and ailments of our hearts. We must liberate ourselves from the yokes of excessive attachment to created things. And we must instead fill up our hearts with the divine presence. Fill up our hearts with therefore beautiful characteristics that endow and beautify our hearts. Characteristics of knowledge, patience, moderation, thankfulness, gratefulness, humility, humbleness, generosity, and so on. And we must fill up our hearts with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the remembrance of God in our hearts, through our tongues, and in our actions. We must liberate our hearts from the yokes of excessive attachment to created things. And number two, therefore, we must fortify our country, our countries, our cities, not only with intelligent measures of intelligence and of security, but we must fortify our cities and our countries, most importantly, with fortresses of justice for all, of equality for all, of upholding the same standards of divine justice, of moral justice for everyone, domestically and elsewhere in the world. Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, an early Muslim leader in the Umayyad period, had one of his governors write to him, one of his governors wrote to him a letter seeking material help, financial support, and an increased budget, for he said to him that, "I fear that our city will be attacked and I need a budget to fortify it with strong external fortresses." Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, the wise, moral, just, intelligent governor or leader or khalifa, wrote to him back, "I shall not increase your budget. Fortify your cities with justice. Justice is the path to peace. Justice is the means to happiness. Justice is balance, balance within ourselves and balance outwardly. Many acts of injustice breed by some other acts of injustice, and especially when those hearts are in a state of inclination, when those prejudices, when those ailments plague our hearts, when our hearts are filled with too many created things in excess and emptied from the essential imperative, from the presence without which there can be no peace, the divine presence in our hearts. For the divine presence is the source of peace itself, is the source of love itself, is the source of knowledge itself. And the further away we stand from that source, the less likely we are to drink from that source, and therefore the less likely we are to share from the benefits of that source." The events of September 11th were unjust, were immoral, were unjustifiable. The response, a year later now, to the events of September 11th, that response has contained many actions, many decisions, many responses that are immoral, unjust, and unjustifiable. We live in an era of terrible drought, in an era of spiritual and moral drought. We live in an era where many of us and millions of human beings believe that there is no solution to any problem except by the imperatives of material causality. That creates a mirage far in front of us. The heat of materialism, the heat of consumerism, creates a mirage towards which many of us are rushing. So that at the end, when we reach the place and the time where and when we perceive that mirage, that pond of water, when we reach it, we find out that it never existed. My dear brothers and sisters, Muslims, my fellow non-Muslims anywhere and elsewhere, let us disconnect and disengage our hearts from the excesses that we have of attachment to material things, to created things that generate in us that greed and that hate and that anger and that complex of superiority and that impulse for power, that create in us all those ailments that lead us to hostility, and it lead us to continuous hostility and to further justifications of our hostility. Let us empty our hearts from that. Let us realize and know that political solutions, economic solutions, social solutions, military solutions by themselves, however accurate they may be, will not bring solace and peace and just resolutions to the plights from which we suffer. If we do not involve the state of our hearts, if we do not empty ourselves from the excesses of created things and attach our hearts to the Creator. The Quran teaches, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Verily, Allah, God, does not change the state of a people until they change the state of their own selves. Until we look deeply inside of ourselves and until we apply methods and ways by which we cleanse our inner selves, methods that are understandable, methods that are tangible, methods that are comprehensible, in order to cleanse ourselves from those prejudices, to empty ourselves for the very reason for which we were created, to be nearer to God, to know God, and to live consequently a life of morality. When inside of us we are purified and emptied except from the divine presence, then that which is outside of us will be emptied and cleansed and cleared from that which is destructive, that which is harmful, that which is unjust. We are and we must as individuals, we are too and we must as individuals and groups and nations, love and do for others that which we love and do for ourselves. For many peoples in the world, there have been many September 11ths. There have been many tragedies that shattered lives, that caused life to be lost unjustly and indiscriminately. We are to feel not only the pain through which we go as Americans, as Muslims, Muslims in the hundreds have perished in the attacks of September 11th. We are not to forget that. And we are not to forget, again, that there have been people in the world suffering from tragedies and prejudices and horrors constantly. Our hearts must be with them as well as we remember September 11th. Our hearts must be with those who are suffering from all acts of injustices everywhere in the world, in Iraq, in Afghanistan, in the Middle East, anywhere in the world. Every sincere human being, every sincere person of faith must not forget this, must not look at himself or herself only, must not look at his or her group only, must not look at his or her race only, must not look at his or her religion only. He or she must have a global view for his and her fellow brethren in humanity. Remember, the Messenger of Allah, Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, "An-nasu sawasiyatun ka'asnanin mushk." Human beings are as equal, have been created as equal, as the teeth of the comb. May God's peace be with you, now and in the future, and in your and our pursuit of happiness through peace, with attaching our hearts to the source of peace. Assalamu alaikum. ورحمة الله وبركاته.